WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls basketball last night, postseason play hit the Southwest Iowa area as Class 1A Girls Regional first round matchups held last night. Locally in Region 6, Coon Rapids Baird, a winner over Iowa Christian Academy, 63-25. Grandview Park Baptist beat Orient Maxburg, 62-33. It was Guthrie Center over Cam, 47-29. Martinsdale St. Mary's topping Southeast Warren, 36-32. Peyton Sherdan over Glidden Ralston, 43-33. Southeast Webster Grand beat Northeast Hamilton, 53-16. In Region 7 first round play, it was Bedford over South Page, 55-31. Essex beating East Mills, 43-38. Fremont Mills over Nishnabotna, 63-24. Lamoni topping East Union, 44-32. Sydney over Clarinda Academy, 70-24. Also last night in Region 8 first round play, it was Adair Casey over Bowyer Valley in overtime, 63-58. Exira EHK beating West Harrison, 62-34. Heartland Christian over Griswold, 48-38. Kingsley Pearson topping Siouxland Community Christian, 56-34. Storm Lake St. Mary's topping River Valley, 55-40. Westwood defeating Charter Oak Ute, 43-35. Woodbine beat Whiting, 66-47. In regular season girls basketball last night, Audubon over Logan Magnolia, 41-15. Creston beat Clarinda, 61-48. Glenwood over Denison, 58-35. Panorama topping Woodward Granger, 64-24. And Underwood beat Missouri Valley, 56-49. In regular season boys basketball last night, Abraham Lincoln beat St. Albert, 68-50. Logan Magnolia over Audubon, 45-32. Maple Valley beat Underwood, 45-29. And it was Missouri Valley topping Westwood, 64-27. Well, the final girls high school athletic union basketball rankings came out yesterday afternoon for the smallest three classes. In 1A, Newell Fonda ends the year number one with Janesville, Burlington, Notre Dame, Colonesco, and Stanton the top five. Linville Sully, Dunkerton, Adair Casey, Murray, and Arweva are the next five, followed by Rockford, Lamar's Galen Catholic, Coon Rapids Baird, Midland, and Fremont Mills. In 2A, Western Christian is ranked number one, followed by Cascade, Hinton, Hudson, and North Lynn. Fort Dodge St. Edmund, North Butler, Dyke New Hartford, Trainer, and Panorama round out the top 10, followed by Maquoketa Valley, South Central Calhoun, Pocahontas Area, Woodbury Central, and Northwest Webster. In 3A, it's MLC Floyd Valley on top. Crestwood, Clear Lake, Mediapolis, and Williamsburg are the top five. Unity Christian, North Polk, Bondurant Farrar, Nevada, and Hampton Dumont round out the top 10, followed by Sergeant Bluff Luton, Center Point Urbana, Spirit Lake, Northeast, and Garner Hayfield Ventura is number 15. Well, Michigan State has regained a share of the Big Ten Conference lead, bouncing back from a loss to Wisconsin last weekend. Adrian Payne had 20 points and 14 rebounds as the ninth-ranked Spartans beat Northwestern 85-70. The Spartans are 21-4 overall. They're 10-2 in the conference, tied with Michigan in the Big Ten. Elsewhere in the top 25, Doug McDermott scored 26 points and made the go-ahead three-pointer with 47 seconds left to give number 18 Creighton a 68-63 win over Butler. Frank Kaminsky had 17 points, and fellow forward Nigel Hayes finished with 15 as number 25 Wisconsin knocked off Minnesota 78-70. The top 25 schedule was trimmed by two games as Louisville's game at Temple and SMU's contest at Rutgers were both postponed. Both those games have been rescheduled for Friday night. Memphis coach Josh Pastner has suspended reserve forward Dominic Woodson indefinitely for cursing during the 20th-ranked Tigers' latest victory. Pastner sent Woodson to the locker room during the second half of Wednesday night's 76-70 win over Central Florida. After hearing the freshman cursing on the bench, Pastner has cleaned out Woodson's locker and said the player will not practice, travel with the team, or attend games. Well, Bethany Doolittle scored 16 points as the Iowa Hawkeye women pulled away in the second half in a 69-55 victory over Illinois. The Hawks overcame 19 turnovers and 4 of 18 shooting from three-point range as they post their 20th win of the season.
It wasn't the most beautiful game. We had too many turnovers, missed some free throws, especially in the first half. That was kind of uncharacteristic. But at the same time, I thought the second half we came back, we shot better. We did a great job on the boards tonight. I mean, this is our best rebounding performance of the year. We are 1 point away from having all five of our starters in double figures. So a lot of good things out there.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says the Hawkeyes were more efficient in the second half.
That was our big thing on offense was let's get a higher percentage shot because I thought we were taking too many threes early in the shot clock. And we wanted to get the ball inside and then come out, and I thought we did a better job of that in the second half, getting a higher percentage shot in the paint or going in out for our shooters, you know, waiting with their hands and feet ready to shoot the ball. And we also shot the ball better from the free throw line in the second half.
Freshman Allie Disterhoff scored 13 points with 10 rebounds for the Hawkeyes, who improved 8-4 in Big Ten conference play. Well, the NBA All-Star break has begun following last night's wins by Oklahoma City and Chicago. Kevin Durant had 19 of his game-high 43 points in the fourth quarter to rally the Thunder past the Los Angeles Lakers 107-103. The Bulls moved two games over 500 for the first time since November 21st by downing the Brooklyn Nets 92-76. In NFL news, the Detroit Lions have released wide receiver Nate Burleson and safety Louis Delmas, two starters from last season's team. The 32-year-old Burleson caught 39 passes for 461 yards and a touchdown last season in nine games. He missed time after injuring his arm in a car accident. In baseball news, outfielder Michael Brantley has landed a new $25 million four-year contract with the Cleveland Indians. Brantley batted a team-leading .284 last season when Cleveland ended a five-year playoff drought. He also went the entire season without an error. Seattle has signed right-handed reliever Fernando Rodney to a $14 million two-year deal. The 36-year-old was 5-4 with 37 saves and a .338 earned run average with Tampa Bay last season. Former Major League manager Jim Fregosi is hospitalized in Miami after suffering an apparent stroke while on a cruise for baseball fans. Fregosi is currently an executive with the Atlanta Braves. St. Louis Cardinals shortstop Johnny Peralta has made an early arrival at spring training and says he's eager to meet his new teammates. Peralta checked into camp on Thursday, 4 days ahead of the mandatory reporting date. Peralta was suspended for 50 games last season while with Detroit because of his involvement with the Biogenesis drug scandal. The 31-year-old free agent then signed a four-year deal with the Cardinals worth $53 million. Cardinals fans have seemed to welcome Peralta, but the two-time All-Star says he expects a different reception once St. Louis hits the road. Men's figure skating and skiing highlight Friday's Olympic schedule. Russian skater Yevgeny Plyshenko won't be part of the free program. The four-time Olympic medalist had to withdraw and later announced his retirement from competition after suffering a back injury. Plyshenko had undergone 12 surgeries over the years and was injured in practice the day before the short program. The skiing schedule is featured by the men's super combined. There's also the women's 15K biathlon and the men's 15K cross-country event. Sochi also will host the women's aerials competition and men's ski jumping today. There's more men's hockey, including Canada against Austria, as part of the four-game slate. Medals will be handed out following the last two runs of the women's skeleton after the men's competition begins. The U.S. added to its medal count, pulling off a Sochi sweep in men's slopestyle skiing on Thursday. Also around the Olympics, the U.S. men's hockey team has won its first game of the Olympic tournament, blitzing Slovakia 7-1. Colorado's Paul Stastny scored twice in a six-goal second period, while L.A. Kings goalie Jonathan Quick made 22 saves. The host Russians scored an easy 5-2 win over Slovenia in their opening game. Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals had a goal and an assist. Finland's Teemu Selänne was forced to leave his country's 8-4 win against Austria with an upper body injury. The 43-year-old Anaheim Ducks forward is the oldest player in the tournament. He's expected to be okay for the Finns' second game. And the U.S. now has 12 medals overall, 4 gold, 2 silver, and 6 bronze. Norway continues to be the overall leader. They have 13 total medals thus far. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.